Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to kick it off? Do you want me to?
I think you should do it. I think you're better than I am.
No.
You should definitely kick this one off.
Okay.
And I hope we're already rolling.
If we
don't keep this part in, I'll be very disappointed.
Okay. This is the Late Show Pod Show. Hey, everybody. I'm Becca. I'm an associate producer here at the show, and I work on the podcast. I'm here with our host, Stephen Colbert.
Hello, Becca.
Hi, Stephen. So today on the podcast, we have a good friend of the show, one of my favorite pieces that has ever aired on the show, someone who's going to be featured on the show the week before now, but let me.
No. I gotcha. I'm following you on this chronological rodeo that we're recording this the week before the break, and later in this same week, this person will be on again.
Yes.
But when this is broadcast over the podcast, it will have already happened.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. So she stars in a bit that you're doing called Shower Witch, which unfortunately may be too visual for the podcast. So we may not be able to broadcast the podcast version, but go on YouTube, find Shower Witch, or go back to Paramount Plus, watch
Great.
The show. But this is your good friend, Amy Sedaris.
Amy Sedaris, who I met in 1988.
Yeah, so this is your flipped interview where she took to the desk and
interviewed you. Oh, wow, yes.
Which is just a wonderful,
I was so
wonderful
nervous.
Piece.
And I was more nervous to do that than any other person to flip positions with, because she knows things about me, and she famously, among her dearest friends, has been abusive of this knowledge.
And she actually, if you go back and listen to the Monday podcast and we're talking BLTs, you mentioned shrimp paste, and this comes up in the flipped interview.
She hates my shrimp paste. She makes fun of my shrimp paste.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I make a better shrimp paste than I used to. That's my defense.
Great. But it's a really sweet flipped interview. You guys talk about...
I love her.
Rice and chicken for $5, you know, making a whole
three.
Meal. Yeah.
$3.
$3, wow.
Yeah. It was my and Paul Tonello, who still works here, and mm-hmm. we all three of us created Strangers with Candy. It was our honor to write for her for 15 years.
Mm. Yeah.
And what a joy. What a joy. What a fertile field to plant your stupid seeds in.
Yeah. Okay, I do have a personal question about Amy Sedaris that
sure.
you can choose to answer or not.
Okay.
At the end of the Barbara Streisand interview, I know that you stole a little gift from her gift shop.
I stole a little gift from Barbara Streisand's in-house gift shop. Yes, a little piece of pink glassware. That's mm-hmm. part of a set. Yeah.
I heard a rumor that maybe that was going to be a gift for Amy. Did she receive it?
She received it for Christmas.
Okay, great.
She received
That's
it for
really
Christmas.
Nice.
I hope she keeps her pills in it.
What kind of gift giver is Amy Sedaris?
Oh, she's good. She's good. You know, she writes beautiful notes, for one thing.
Nice.
And I think she might make her own cards. They're very beautiful. Or if not, she spends a lot of time finding cards that you've never seen before. And she's very good. She writes, you know, she writes for tragic occasions and happy occasions. She's a very good letter writer, and she has the handwriting of a child. But everyone does these days.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very thoughtful and great with kids. And, you know, the gift might be a stuffed squirrel,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but that's good too.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really nice, that's yeah. a really nice thing to say about someone, that they're a good letter writer. I think that's a good...
I was going to say that the gift might be a stuffed squirrel.
I mean, that's also
that's really
nice.
Nice thing.
I would love a
yes.
stuffed squirrel. But that's
And Danello's gifts, the gift from Danello might be some antique dental tools.
Cool. Great. Yeah, that makes sense.
There's a reason why they dated for so many years.
Great. All right. So this is Amy Sedaris interviewing you on The Late Show Pod Show.
juice it.
Collecting information about my next guest for this exact moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Colbert! This reminds me of when we were working on Strangers with Candy. I think I have a photograph here. Look how calm I am. No, that's you guys. Anyway, Strangers with Candy. And we were doing the hit and run episode, and I had to drive the car. And you and Paul Dinello hated that. And I was trying to talk you into hiring my ex-gay boyfriend to be on the show. And you guys did not want him to be on the show. But we were in the convertible, and I had to drive the car. Remember that? And you guys were so scared.
That you were driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this reminds me of.
Because you don't know how to drive.
I know.
And there are actual people you could have killed.
Yeah.
Even though you could have hit somebody, even though the episode was about you actually running someone over, we didn't want to make it that funny.
And Stephen Colbert
I want to say it was my pleasure. I think, as I've said to you before, like 15 years where we worked together pretty intensively. And I like to tell people that writing for you was one of the proudest things I've ever
really?
Done.
Really?
Because you're one of the funniest people on the planet.
Oh.
And to have written anything that you said was a real source of pride for me. I brag about it.
Oh my God. Well, I couldn't. Your Jerry Blank and Paul's Jerry Blank was so much better than my Jerry Blank after a while. I couldn't even do her. I was like, what do I say? And then another thing is when you got dressed for Noblet, and you were trying to tell Vicki Farrell, the wardrobe lady, how you wanted to dress as Noblet, you were dressed the exact same way. You said, I want pleats in my pants, khaki, and he was dressed. This is Noblet right here, Stephen Colbert's Noblet. He's this guy.
I think show it to that guy right there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You got that?
I would come to Strangers with Candy every day, and I would take off an outfit exactly like that.
Yep.
And put that on. It was like, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. If everyone in Mr. Rogers was morally bankrupt.
I'm just going to mention a few things, the trigger things, okay? What I mean? Like, I'm going to get to that in a second. But first of all, if you could have anyone over for dinner, dead or alive, what would you wear? Just kidding. What would you serve? What would you serve? Dead or alive?
Anyone I wanted over, dead or alive, what would I serve?
Yes.
Crab cakes.
I knew it! Really?
Crab cakes. I made them last night.
You did?
I made crab cakes last night,
Did you get the crab in a tub?
They were pre-made. They were pre-made. Pre-made crab cakes. We have a really good, where I live, there's a really good seafood store. But I also got some oysters and some crabs, and I roasted some carrots with a miso glaze.
Oh, my goodness. What was the occasion?
Thank you. Thank you. It's just Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
I just love to cook on Sundays.
Okay.
Very relaxing. Now, as you know, I am not a good cook.
Now, Stephen. You know, you hear
you
that,
and your
you know.
Brother. Ooh. You and your brother used to enjoy making fun of things you heard me cooking.
Yes.
Yes.
You would tell me what you made, and I would hang up and call Dave, and I would make fun of you. Yes.
And I love you, and I love you still, even though you did that.
But it's just, I love bad ideas, and they were a lot of bad ideas. The ingredients did not go together. They did not go together. They didn't go together. I'm not going to fight. But are you still making your shrimp paste?
I do still make my shrimp
paste. Has it improved?
No, it's very good to begin with. My shrimp paste is a...
live bait, that's what it smelled like. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I have this down. Okay, I'm going to mention something, trigger words, and you tell me if it's...
Trigger words.
You'll
okay.
See what I mean.
So, I might have an emotional response
to
these
might
words.
Have. If I said, he's got a knife, I'll cut your throat, whore.
That is someone screaming outside the building that you and I and Paul lived in. We all had the apartments in the same building.
That's right.
There was a club in the basement called the Jazz Bulls.
That's right.
Which had the oldest liquor license in Chicago, I believe. And every night, they played till like 4 o'clock in the morning at the Jazz Bulls. And so people would come drunk out of the Jazz Bulls screaming, going, I'm going to slash your tires, Tony. F*** you. I know that you were Cheryl. I'm cutting your tires, Tony. There's a lot of that. Yeah, and we didn't know what. We didn't want to get involved.
No, no,
but the Jazz Bulls, the great thing about it is that, so it's two floors down below you guys, and I'm on the fourth floor because you're on the second, I'm on the fourth. But these guys are blowing hard into the middle of the night. And so you'd hear this. You're trying to go to bed. And it was just paper-thin walls. So you'd hear this. And then you'd hear like the door would open to Jazz.
That's really good.
All night long. And they asked, didn't they ask you like, please don't do laundry until there's a drum solo?
Probably. Oh, my God.
Because there was, because it was too loud. Yeah, yeah. Please, until the drum solo, please don't turn on your washing machine or something like that.
Joshua Tree. And how being a gentleman backfired.
We were on the road together for many
years. Who's we? I'm sorry.
You and me.
Yeah, yeah.
And Paul Tonello were on the road together for many years with the Second City. And it was absolutely joyful. There's nothing to do when you're on the road but be on the road. You can't. You'd like to be responsible, but you can't.
Right.
You're not home. You can't pay your bills. There's no internet. You can't, like, communicate with people. We didn't have cell phones. You were truly out and alone. And it was wonderful. It was so great to be really lost in America.
It's true.
And whenever we would get someplace where we could actually go off where there was no sign of man, where it was just middle of the desert, up in the hills, out in the woods, we would want to get away from anything. So we go out in the middle of Joshua Tree and we hike for a couple hours out into the desert. And when we make it back to the car, there's just one bottle of water in there. Mm-hmm. At least just half of a cup of water.
It was a cup of ice that melted. Your cup of ice.
It was my cup of ice. And so I was about to take a sip of this. It just finished melting. It was ice cold. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, Amy, why don't you have the
gentleman.
First sip like this? And you take a sip. You took a sip. You said, oh, thank you. You took a sip. And then you poured it out into the sand.
I'm
Joshua Tree, and I held you down, and I rubbed sand in your hair and your face and down your shirt.
Just my face like that.
Exactly. And that is actually, I might have been when I knew that I just loved you.
Oh, see?
Because I felt like I was doing it to my sister.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
How lovely.
And Paul, you just laughed. Paul, did you laugh?
Yeah, he laughed.
You did laugh. That's when I wasn't sure whether I loved you anymore.
I just want to say, Stephen, this was a lot of fun. Well, they're telling me to wrap up.
Thank you for doing it.
And I want thank you for having me on your show, seriously, and for doing this. And then I'm going to put these in because I heard your interview with Conan O'Brien and the thing that made you laugh the most, right? So you have to listen to the Conan O'Brien podcast to know what this means.
What it meant was is that you and Paul broke me from being serious. I was, like, serious about doing, you know, like, comedy sketches, and you guys would always around on stage. And we're like, I'd be like, those aren't the lines. That's not the scene is ruined if you change the lines. And so I would never change anything in the scene. And you thought that was bad for me to be like that. And so you would do things to try to break me on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if I had a pimple on my nose because we were young, you would say, hello, Dr. Lighthouse, or whatever when I walked on stage.
Probably,
and you would completely deny whatever initiations or whatever we were doing. And then one night I came out and I was supposed to, I know what it was. We were singing a song. I was supposed to come over and pick you up. It was called Four Stone Guys.
Oh, good for you.
Four Stone Guys. No, it wasn't Four Stone Guys.
Four Stone Guys.
Pardon me, I couldn't help noticing you standing there.
Oh, my God, a memory.
And the way the light hits your hair. I'm supposed to sing that.
Yeah.
Your back's on me.
And you turn around.
You turn around with those teeth in.
And he lost it.
And I burst out laughing, and I was so mad at you and me that I went backstage and I locked myself in the bathroom and I wouldn't come out.
It's true. Cry.
And you stood outside that bathroom door, and the two of you mocked me. You mocked me, Mercy. Are you crying? And I realized in that room that you had broken something in me, and I came out a changed man. I went, no, they're right. What am I doing? And I came out, and I was never as professional as I should be again.
And here we are.
Thank you for that. And here we are. Amy Sedaris, everybody.
Stephen Colbert, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements, hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.